Yo, what up? It's Jane Bang.
You listen to the Nodcast, son.
Hey, this is Jeff Powers, and you are listening to the Poppin' Crackin' Nodcast.
You are listening to the Nodcast.
You're listening to the Nodcast. Word.
That's right. You're listening to the freshest podcast on the planet, the Nodcast. Happy Friday, everybody. You listen to episode 97. We're talking about day 14 of 30 days. That's right. And you know what day it is. It's Hip Hop Fridays. That's right. Every Friday, I'm going to play hip hop, nothing but hip hop, and nothing but the greatest. I just want to let everybody know it is 9:30 p.m. right now on the lovely Friday. We're looking at May 24th. And we're doing it to it, and I have a lot in store to you today. Actually, I don't. We're going to play it by ear, but all I know right now, we got one song that I want to play, and it's called a song called Speed by Little Brother. It's about work. It's about working your ass off. It's about working too much, which is something that I do very well. So, Little Brother, straight out of Durham, North Carolina, Bull City in the house right now. But before we get into that, I just want to say big ups to all my friends, all my family. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. I love all my family. I love all the positive people in my life right now, because if it wasn't for you, I'm nothing. TheNarcast.podomatic.com. Also follow me on Twitter at TheNarcast. Hit me up on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheNarcast. You know the drill. Stitcher Radio. Subscribe to iTunes. To search the Nodcast, and we're gonna go ahead and start the episode out right here with the song by Little Brother called Speed, which is found off of I don't even remember what album this is found off of, but it's a pretty damn good song. So I'm gonna play it right here on episode 97, Hip Hop Fridays, right here, guys. Yep.
It's life, have a nigga hustling, man. Niggas need to slow it down, yo. Sit back.
Yo, check it, another data face. I'm sharecropping in this paper chase. Take a deep breath and clear my database. It's afternoon, I'm talking shit to my alarm clock, cause I gotta face this world of capitalistic onslaught. Don't stop when I jump in the whip, trying to get it off. Beltline got me rushing like Baryshnikov, pushing 80 miles an hour to this call center. Trying to pick up a check, I only see 20% of until the weekend. It sounds crazy when I'm saying it, but sleepless nights got me forgetting what day it is. Until my son, 2 days without speaking, looking for reasons to keep my head from going off the deep end. I take this shit personally, I'm making moves, but this treadmill lifestyle ain't working for me. It's from the crib to the lab to your job to make a profit, and at the day's end still ain't got nothing accomplished, and it's just the way it's going down. But on the real, yo, I think I need to slow it down and slow it down.
Too fast for me, just too fast for me, just too fast for me, just too fast for me.
I try to slow it down like Ray Nubier, but hypnotic tunes like this overdo me, yeah. Got a nigga about to go and burn the road again. From first gear to fifth gear, out of control again.
And that's the way we rolling in. Needed to chill and take a rest stop, cause my job got me saving like I'm Dred Scott. Take a break? Nah, nigga, you bet not, cause that's when the respect stops. Energy drain, I need a blast like high tech guy, so I can grab the mic and make your head swap. With the microphone, check 1, 2, it don't stop. Out of town on a quick escape, hoping I have a chance to slow it up and hit the brakes and slow it down.
Moving on now, moving on and don't be moving on now. Moving on and don't be moving on now. Moving on and don't be moving on now.
I let my life shine in between these papers lines. I write rhymes to incite minds. Spending time on this pipeline. 85 North is like mine. Going 85 to like minds. Going 95 to take time. Spending days in the rays of the sunshine. Many days, those same rays went undefined. Now 40 East is where I go to have my best times. Three lanes going 62 perfect rhymes. Trade jokes, mastercraft, and catch punchlines. Returning in the early morning, late night times. Amtrak, Monday morning to come back grinds. Catch a couch on the weekend, a place I rarely did sleep in. Take off, speaker losses, tweak it. Cause the way we be rocking it when joints is finished. At the speed we be moving,
we could never be diminished. With my energy replenished, write a rhyme with puns and all my similes intended. Speed out until I finish up.
Keep it, 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 ke
keep it, we keep it, we run it, we do rock, we keep it, we do it, we get it, we keep it, we keep it.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, Little Brother, man, that beat was produced by Ninth Wonder. That was a song called Speed, which could be found off that Dream Merchant, man. Produced by Ninth Wonder, man. Bull City in the building. Again, you're listening to that Hip Hop Friday segment, man. Episode 97. We're doing it to it right here in the month of May. And we're bringing you day 14 out of 30. And again, if you don't know, now you know. We're doing 30 episodes and 30 days doing it to it. And I'm telling you, man, this has been one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. As far as doing the Narcast, man, this is awesome. I've been doing it to it. I'm on day 14, which means I did this 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I've done this in 14 days straight without stopping, and we're still doing it. Did the Narcast yesterday in my car. Worried that I wasn't going to be able to do this all within an hour and a half, and I was able to do it to it, man. So, yeah, man, hit me up on Podomatic. Narcast.podomatic.com. Find me on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. You know the drill, man. Facebook, freaking Twitter. I'm on all of that. Find me, like me, do whatever you got to do. Send me an email, thenarcast@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, or if you just want to just tell me how bad I suck at what I do, and I'll stop doing it. If you tell me I suck, I will stop promoting underground music. Not just here in San Diego, but all over the planet. I'm telling you, this is what I like to do. I like to do it for fun. I mean, it's 9:45 on a Friday night, and I want to Narcast and get this out there because I want someone out there to discover new music, whether it's this Little Brother song I just played, or if it's Riff Raff McGriff, which I'm about to play a song right here called Tell 'Em. Which, I don't know, I've been kind of dark in this episode. But, hey, I'm going from Speed to Tell 'Em. So you about to find out how broke these people are in this next song by Riff Raff McGriff right here on the Narcast, episode 97, Hip Hop Friday.
Yo!
I heard the world's going broke. I heard you can't pay your rent and your car notes. I heard your hours got cut. Heard you had to speed your shower time up. Heard they repoed your crib. Got you filing bankruptcy, something gotta give. I heard your car got declined. Had to leave all your groceries at the line.
How embarrassing.
Yo, I heard you applying for welfare and Medi-Cal because you can't afford your health care. Heard you had to stop eating out, stocking up on rice and beans to put in your seed's mouth.
Wow. What a tragedy.
Heard you had to stop spoiling them. Had to take their cell phones. They be going over minutes.
They gonna do now.
No more 20,000 text message fees. Had to sell the 360 PlayStation and the Wii.
Fucking poverty.
Heard you had to let the plasma go.
Oh, shit.
Heard you had to ride the transit.
Whoa.
The world's going broke's what they schooling me. But I've been broke my whole fucking life. It's nothing new to me. Yo, the world's going broke's what they schooling me. But I've been broke my whole fucking life. It's nothing new to me.
Somalia.
Tell them.
Africa.
Tell them.
Baghdad.
Tell them. It's nothing new to me.
Russia.
Tell them.
Thailand.
Tell them.
Philippines.
Tell them. It's nothing new to me.
India.
Tell them.
Mexico.
Tell them.
Italy.
Tell them, it's nothing new to me.
Japan.
Tell them,
yo, Korea.
Tell them,
yo, China.
Tell them, it's nothing new to me.
Everybody tell them,
it's nothing new to me.
Damn, guess the whole world's crumbling. Now everybody gotta hit the block hustling. Damn, now you gotta drop some apps off. Hit the lumber yard and get down with the hacksaw. Damn, now it's back to 850. Flipping burgers, customer service, and heavy lifting. Damn, guess you gotta hold off for them Nike dunks so you'll have enough gas for the week and eat a proper lunch. Damn, these kids is bored out their mind today. Look like they just gonna have to go on outside and play. Damn, can't afford blackjack tonight. Guess you gonna have to stay home and spend time with your wife. Damn, no more HD or internet. Now you gotta use the libraries or your friends instead. Damn, now you gotta drink water. No more lattes, energy drinks, or pina coladas. Damn, now you gotta work for a living. No, work for a living. Life is so unforgiving. They say the world broke. Word, that's strange. See, I've been broke my whole life and ain't shit changed. They say the world broke. Word, that's strange. See, I've been broke my whole life and ain't shit changed. Yo, the world's going broke, sweat they schooling me. But I've been broke my whole fucking life, it's nothing new to me. Say the world's going broke, it's what they schooling me. But I've been broke my whole fucking life, it's nothing new to me.
What is telling?
It's nothing new to me.
All right, we're listening to episode 97. I'm telling you, a hip hop Friday on episode 97, day 14 of 30. We're doing 30 episodes in 30 days, and we're hanging out right here. You just heard Riff Raff McGriff, a song called Tell 'Em. And you know, I was thinking before I end the show, how about we boost it up a little bit, boost the morale up a little bit. I'm going to play a song off Mad Villainy. This is a song by Mad Villain, MF Doom, and Madlib collaboration. And I'm going to play a song called Accordion, which is definitely by far one of my favorite produced tracks, and as well as verses provided by MF Doom. So I'm definitely stoked, and I'm pretty sure if you are an avid listener of the Narcast, you already know that this song Accordion is not a stranger to the Narcast. So, but before I get out of this mug, I just want to let y'all know that tomorrow I might end up talking to my boy Chris. He's got three songs. Three lovely tracks, and then we're going to talk a little bit about his little event that's going to be happening on the 8th of June. And I think it's a Mad Men themed party at a bar in Los Angeles. Don't quote me on that because I think that's what it was, but you know, don't quote me on that. And then Sunday, I'm going to hang out with Melissa, and we're going to talk about whether it's our first time here in California, or our first time hearing a specific song, or first time getting laid, or whatever it may be. Who knows? First time smoking a joint. I don't know. So who knows? First time drinking a beer. Who knows? I don't know. Or doing some crack. Who knows? Or bath salts. In my case, I'm just joking. I never know those. Or crack. So anyway, so moving on. Big ups to UTTV, man, for giving me a decent salary and keeping me at least from not going home. And big ups to fam and friends, and just want to say happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody, you know. And I want to give big ups and big shout outs to all the people who follow in and who tunes in to the Narcast, or just my blogs, or my status updates and stuff, you know. And big ups to Nihon today for giving me some courage, because I needed it today. I was feeling kind of down, and she told me how awesome my show was and all that good stuff. And big ups to people wanting to be part of what I do and all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm very grateful to have positive people and in life and all that good stuff. So I just want to, I'm going to just continue to do what I do, and I'm going to just stay positive, and I'm going to keep working hard and put in those hours, whether it's at work or whether it's on the Narcast, whether it's on Health and Fitness Today, or if it's my fitness, or if it's my social life, you know. So I'm just gonna keep doing what I do, you know. I'm a good person, and I mean well, and I'm gonna just keep doing what I do. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and close out 97, man. Again, we're doing 14 days in 30 days, man. In 30 we're on the 14th episode, and we're gonna be doing 16 more, and hope I'm almost halfway there, 2 weeks in. I'm halfway there. Got two more weeks. So I have a lot planned. I'm going to have Gail Skidmore on the show at one point. I'm going to have my boy Patrick Mahoney on the show talking about his hockey podcast. Eventually, I'm going to have Chris Cantori of Cantori and Woods podcast, as well as being, you know, a host of Night and Day. And then I'm going to have Jen Van Tegum. She's going to come through on Wednesday. And then I have some, then I'm going to be promoting a band on Monday who's going to be actually playing a show at House of Blues on Tuesday. And then I'm going to, you know, I just got so much, you know, so much booked right now. So it's going to be a good, fun next 2 weeks. And I'm going to try to get Roger Hedgecock to just close out the 30 and 30. It's going to be hard. I haven't approached him yet, but I just want to let him know. I just want him to know that I'm going to be reaching out to him. So, all right. With that being said, I'm going to leave you guys with a song called Accordion by Mad Villain right here on episode 97. Thanks for listening in. Hit me up on the narcast.podomatic.com or Twitter at the narcast or facebook.com/the narcast. Till then, see you when I see you. I'm out.
Peace.
Living off borrowed time, the clock tick faster. That'll be the hour they knock the slick blaster. Dick Dastardly and Muttley with sick laughter. A gunfight and they come to cut the mix master. ICE Cole, nice to be old. Y2G Steve twice to threefold. He sold scrolls, lo and behold. Know who's the illest ever, like the greatest story told. Keep your glory, gold and glitter. For half of his niggas to take him out the picture. The other half is rich and it don't mean shit to. Villain, a mixture between both. With a twist of liquor, chase it with more beer. Tasting like truth or dare. When he at the mic, it's like the place get like, oh yeah. It's like they know what's about to happen. Just keep your eye out like eye capping. Is he still a fly guy clapping if nobody ain't hear it? And can they testify from in the spirit? And living the true gods, giving y'all nothing but the lick like two broads.